But outlawing slavery within Britain's Parliament and among England's financial power brokers would carry with it a great sacrifice and great personal discomfort for Wilberforce. However, for 20 long years he prayed, and he tenaciously worked with the nation's leaders to end what he called, when referring to slavery, quote, a course of wickedness and cruelty as never before disgraced in a Christian country, end of quote. Wilberforce prayed and made a difference. His courage and Parliament's eventual vote to abolish slavery became a model and case study for the growing abolitionist movement in the United States in the 19th century. It took an American Civil War, but eventually slavery ended in America and began to set in motion a still progressing series of righting racial wrongs. When we pray to make a difference in the world or for a people, we presuppose that something is already wrong. Somewhere there's injustice. Somewhere else there's a broken down life which needs help due to an addiction or an abusive relationship. Somewhere else there's an oppression. Somewhere else there's a wrong that just has to be made right. Praying to make a difference rejects the status quo of oppression of the AIDS epidemic or pandemic in Africa. Praying to make a difference rejects the status quo of oppression that many Christians are facing in dictatorship governments around the world. People who pray to make a difference know that there is power in that prayer to open up closed nations to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praying to make a difference, remember, rejects the status quo of oppression and injustice. There's something else about praying to make a difference in our world requires. Praying to make a difference also presupposes that change does not come easily. And because change doesn't come easily, we can expect with change as we pray in society, we can expect opposition, be it institutional or be it personal. Where there is wrong in our world, there is usually some kind of power base consumed by either ignorance or self-interest, which will not be silent about the wrongs they are doing. And they won't go down easily as we pray to enact change.